My name is Matthew McClinton.
And Tim Basie.
Why are you out so early?
We were brought down by U.S. Bank to do this employee appreciation evening out here. They're having a grill out and enjoying the balloon. And we're here in preparation for the event, though, ultimately, for this weekend.
Big event coming up. A lot of balloons in town, not just this one.
Oh, no, there will be several balloons. I think there's more than 20 balloons out, going to be out this weekend.
So most of them get in Friday night, and then the big rally is Saturday. You're going to be... You're going to be flying out of the downtown airport that day, right?
That is correct. The event is out at the airport. They'll have vendors and food, and it's a family atmosphere. I think they've even got a couple concerts scheduled. All of the details and times are at wausauareaevents.org. That's where you can find those. And I think the weather is going to cooperate, and we should have a great turnout for the whole entire weekend.
So how do you fly one of these things anyway?
Well, we are completely at the mercy of the wind. So if the wind is, you know, doing 8 miles an hour, we're doing 8 miles an hour. So we only fly in winds of 10 miles an hour or less. And we steer by going, we can control our altitude very well. So we change our altitude to change direction, if we're able to change direction at all. Sometimes we're not able to because all the wind is going the same direction. So.
If you want to go back the other way, you just go higher or lower depending on where the air is going.
Not a whole lot of turning around, actually. So once we take off, we're pretty much going away from our where we take off. We're not going to return for the most part. So it's pretty rare that that happens.
And it's all done by heat. What fires this?
It's a propane burner, just like your gas grill at home. That's all it is. It's just a glorified version of a gas propane grill.
Puts out quite a bit of heat to keep that much air up.
Absolutely. It's a lot of heat up there. It's about 200 degrees in the top of the balloon right now.
How long have you been flying one of these?
I've been doing this for about 10 years. I think Tim has been doing this for
22
years. So he's got a little more experience than me, but I'm trying to catch him.
I got to ask Tim if you ever had any rough landings.
I've had some fast landings, and so that makes them a little rougher because you need a big field to land in. But, yeah. There's some rough landings. That's why they make the baskets out of wicker, because it'll take a pretty good shock and it'll rebound, or if you break a little piece, you can replace it. No big deal. They've tried other things like fiberglass, and in the cold and winter time, it'll crack and break, and aluminum, and the aluminum welds just don't hold, so they stuck with wicker.
People want to come out and see the balloons on Saturday. What's your best advice?
Come out early, because the traffic might get congested around the airport, and that's probably my best advice.
Bring sunscreen and a blanket and sit back. I think there's a flight and a glow scheduled for that evening. So what will happen is the balloons will take off and fly away, and then later on in the evening they'll come back and put up when it gets dark, and they'll all glow, and it's a beautiful sight. So I encourage everybody to come out and make a night out of it.
Sounds like you need to bring your cameras too.
Oh, absolutely. You can't go anywhere without that. Balloons are the most photographed object pretty much ever, I think. So.
The support vehicle's got Kentucky plates. How far do you guys travel?
Well, we got up early this morning and drove the 10 hours down here, but ultimately we travel all over the country. So far this year we've been to California and South Carolina and everywhere in between, it seems like. So it's been a great year so far. It's another great stop and a good event.